realms of Senith.
Last time, I think you went down a stairway, and I believe somebody was talking about doing a rest, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think because we disabled that thing you said for probably a couple of days, we decided we might have some time to do a long rest.
Somebody roll me a D100 as you find a spot that you think you can kind of secure and take your rest.
96.
Oh, well, damn. Okay, so yeah, it goes fine.
I don't remember how many hit dice do we recover during a long rest. Is it half?
It used to be. I don't know about the new rules.
Is that rounded up or rounded down?
I imagine it's rounded down if it's half. I'm going to go find it. Okay, actually, they did change it, so you get all spent hit points dice back.
Oh.
Nice.
Page 370 of the new PHB. Long rest.
We don't happen to come across a potion shop while we're sleeping, do we?
All right, now you should have a map, though.
Yes, I do.
How is that going to work?
These doorways here are where you come out of. You were taking your rest inside of here. Wait, how is what going to work?
There's just a lot of three-dimensionalness to this.
I think it should work fine in theory.
Yeah, just don't jump over the railing here and you'll be okay. So if you may recall that I was describing that you could see big gears from above through a window in the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of this section that you're in currently. Many of the gears are still turning, but some of them are not, some of the larger ones. As you're looking around in this facility, you definitely see that there's a lot of undead here.
Are, like, conscious, or they're just, like, entombed or something?
They are wandering around. They're, like, makeshift patrols or something. Very far away, you kind of catch a glimpse. Let me see if I can center us up. This thing over here, it seems like he's trying to repair something.
So, how many do we notice besides him?
Lots.
Oh, wow.
Right in front of you are probably four skeletons. A little bit further out are like three skeletons on a patrol. And then some more skeletons. And then five zombies between you and the Spectre. So you got like zombies here. Zombies here that are walking in your direction currently. Skeletons. And then zombies down here. And then, like, some here in this area up here.
Ooh, they're everywhere. You're right.
Kind of seems like we need to get to that Spectre guy and tell him to knock off his bullshit. But, I don't know how to do that without dying other than, I don't know, maybe trying to, like, get these guys into small groups that we can ambush and pick off, you know, like, group by group rather than having them all hoard us. Are you okay, James? I heard that through the wall.
I see.
Yeah, me too.
You sneezed? That's what that was?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
It sounded like you exploded.
Okay. Must be taking a trick out of Kaiser.
It might be like having something to do with the fact that I haven't had my nasal spray for like 2 weeks.
Hey, I got you a new one. Why haven't you used it?
Because I did use it, and I hadn't used it for 2 weeks before that, and now it's flushing my nose out.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've been sneezing a lot lately, but I take it as a good thing.
All right, back to the zombies. I shoot them with my bow and arrow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where they are. Okay, there's one. I was supposed to say, I can't see them. And then they're like, boop, boop, boop.
These ones are actually skeletons. I just don't have a skeleton thing at the moment.
Okay.
Okay. Is there a pertinent knowledge check to determine what weaponry would be most effective against them?
It would be religion.
Let's see.
I can try to roll that, too.
Arsenal gets a 19.
And I get an 11.
They are vulnerable to bludgeoning.
Sounds like my bread and butter.
Immune to poison, but that's it. And they don't have any resistances.
I have a long list of weaponry, and absolutely none of them have a B in the damage type, so there's that. But they don't have resistance, so just using normal weapons would affect them as normal, so there's that, too.
Okay.
Alright, so let's try not to make too much of a ruckus of our business here, but try to, like, murder them.
Mm-hmm.
Get what I have for my weapons ready to go. Okay, yeah, so my longbow is one of the ones that I have a mastery in, so I'm gonna pull that out and try to shoot one. What's happening? Are they ready or are they doing something?
They're ready. I mean, they're walking in your direction.
Okay. I'm gonna crouch down and try to, like, ambush the closest one. Calm skeleton, I guess.
Okay.
Does a 13 hit him?
I think it does. Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it then. You didn't say anything about psychic not damaging them, right? Just poison?
Just poison.
I'm trying to remember where all of my abilities are. Oh, there they are. Okay, I'll do this. Longbow is 1d8, and psychic damage is a d4. That is 11 piercing. No, that's not. It's not 11 piercing. That is 10 piercing and 1 psychic.
Nice.
And my longbow has the slow thing on it, so its speed is reduced by 10.
Okay. Go ahead and roll initiatives, everybody.
Okay.
And I think you can fill it in a second here. Let me give you your tokens.
I feel like my turn took forever because I couldn't remember how to D&D.
All right, you should be able to edit your stuff now. Sorry.
I got a 20 for initiative.
Can you edit it? Oh, there it goes.
So everybody, did you get a 5 again?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Rikara, you can go ahead and go since this is a surprise round.
Okay. So I am going to just move my token a little bit. It's not moving. There we go. I think. No. I think I should be fine where I'm at anyway. I'm going to try to use my longbow to shoot at the skeleton there. 14.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Perfect. 1d8 plus 3. It's just kind of... Okay, 4, 5, 6, 7... damage.
To calm skeleton?
Yes, to calm skeleton. And okay, then I think I get...
the board.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And I think that'll be my turn. I know normally I have key points, but I want to save them.
Okay. Arsenal.
I'm assuming Arsenal can just charge up here. He's gonna take a swing at nimble skeleton. It's a 13 to hit.
That's a hit.
They are vulnerable to bludgeoning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just...
Yeah, so, like, minimum damage here is 14.
Pretty yeah, sure he's gonna be dead.
Yeah. And he gets knocked back 10 feet for the medics.
Okay. He hits the railing and goes falling down and goes splat on the ground.
That's Arsenal's turn.
This is where epic theme battle music starts playing as all the zombies in the area look up in your direction.
Yeah, well, at least we got a couple of them off before they noticed us.
It's Rikara again.
Okay, so I'm going to move a little bit up closer there. Uh-oh, zombies. I'm trying to decide if I want to try to take out a zombie right now or wait. I think I'll wait. I think I'll try to take out the skeleton. 18, 23 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
So 8 damage.
To skeleton.
Yeah, to the skeleton, yep.
Is that your turn?
The most skeletonist skeletons of all skeletons to ever skeleton.
Is that your turn, Rikara?
Yes. Yep, that's my turn. And by the way, can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, so far. Unless you were just talking.
Okay.
Okay, moment ago. Which case, no. I didn't hear you say
Okay. Whatever
you said. All right, the skeleton moves up.
No, it's all good.
It's short sword, 17 hits and miss. Kaisar. Now, let's do savvy skeleton first here. He's gonna a longbow. He's gonna take an aim or aim his bow at Rikara.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he has a short bow. Oh, he misses terribly. Okay, Tia, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just gonna fill in my AC and look it up. Oh, but it's my turn. I think you just said I wasn't processing in real time. So these zombies that are down there, if we were to like light up a shot, it would shoot them, or were they too far down?
If you went to the edge here, you'd be able to see them, yeah.
Does that work? If I zoom in, I can see squares better. That's not really a square.
It's mostly a square.
So I am going to cast Hunter's Mark on loyal zombie and then shoot him. Okay, so 25 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it matters for zombies, but I have 9 piercing damage, 3 psychic, and 1 force.
9 piercing, 3 psychic, and 1 force?
Yep.
Has no vulnerabilities and no resistances. Okay.
Okay, then I won't divide it up for you next time.
Arsenal.
Arsenal is going to maneuver his way around this skeleton. He's going to take a swing at the savvy skeleton. It's a 16 to hit.
Yep.
I think that one goes down then. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Clever zombie.
What is that that he's on?
So that's a broken gear at the end of the stairs up. It's just like laying on the ground there. If you looked up at the ceiling, you would have seen that it like probably fell off something a long time ago.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
Whoa.
It's all those guys. Loyal zombie.
Oh, boy.
Tough zombie, zombie. Rakara, I think, is your turn.
Yes. Oh, boy. Well, I think I'm going to move up a little bit here. And I'm going to try to shoot at the closest zombie to me with my arrow. Huh. 24 to hit?
Oh, yeah. It's the closest zombie. That's probably zombie. Zombie, zombie. Yeah.
Yes. Zombie, zombie.
The zombiest zombie of all zombies to ever zombie. Not to be confused with the skeletonist skeleton of all skeletons to ever skeleton.
So you rolled a 7.
I did, so 10 damage total to him.
Are you going to do your bonus action thing?
No. Well, wait. Those bonus actions, I can do them however many I want, right?
Yep, they do not take key.
Okay. D4, right? Or was that key that's the mm-hmm. D4?
No, it's a D4.
Okay.
It's a D4. No
okay,
key.
So another 4, so 14 damage.
Goes,
I'm sorry,
Arsenal,
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
All right, it misses with the chomp chomps. Tia, go ahead.
I am going to shoot. The one with the target is the one that I hunters marked, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot him again. 17 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's 15 total.
Nice.
Okay, that's a lot of damage. Okay, he dies. You can move your hunter mark.
I will move it to top zombie. No, clever zombie. That clever zombie's kind of closer.
And he's looking pretty suspicious by that wheel.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. If it's like a device they're going to fuck with us with, but he said it's just broken. So.
Yeah, it's just a cog that's laying there, broken and all weird looking. Kaiser yells as you're shooting over that way, Tia. He's like, I'll hold off the zombies here. Save Arsenal. Arsenal, it is your turn.
Arsenal is going to smack the skeleton right in front of him. Oh, that's a 7. That's a 1 on the die, so he's not going to smack the skeleton in front of him, and that's his turn.
Uh-oh. All right, as this guy runs up to him, Kaiser gets to take a swing. I forgot to migrate things over, so I'm going to have to roll them dry here. 2 is going to be a miss, no matter what. Skeleton is probably also a miss. No, skeleton actually hits. Not OG skeleton. Zombie.
OG zombie then.
6 damage to Kaiser. Kara, it will be your turn as all these skeletons are doing their thing.
I think I'll turn my attention back over to the OG skeleton. Well, I guess not. 10, unless does 10 hit?
It might. Let me double check that.
Okay.
Their AC is 8, so yes, it does hit.
Oh, nice. Okay, so 8 damage plus 3, so 11 damage total.
It dies.
Nice.
You shoot him right in the head and he falls down because this group of zombies are trying to climb right here. Is it your turn?
Yes.
Skilly. Does he get the hit? 17 is a miss on Arsenal.
Yes.
So go ahead, Tia.
Shoot the clever one. Oh, I got a crit. Crit. Do I double the psionic and the force also?
Yes. All dice that are rolled that are part of the straight damage, yes. Smited him!
25. 26.
26 damage. He is going to be dead. And Kaiser thinks he killed him.
Good job, little buddy.
That's Pazizi!
He really is holding off all the guys that way.
He's the little mushroom that could.
Yeah, that's my turn.
He's turning around to say, victory is ours! Oh, wait, they're climbing up over there. Go ahead, Arsenal. I thought that was too easy.
Arsenal gets a 12 from the skeleton.
Yep. Wait, nope, that's a miss.
Oh, well, that's his turn.
That was 13 AC on the skeletons.
Oof.
Nothing else for you?
Nope, not yet anyways.
All right, this is going to be fun. So they climb up here. Bloop, 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 bloop. I think only one of them gets to make an attack, though. It's going to attack Rakara. 13 is a miss.
Yes.
Rakara, it's your turn.
Well, they are very close, but I'm going to shoot a close arrow.
Nope. Not at normal.
Not at normal? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, you got to take disadvantage.
Okay. So I will drop my longbow, but I'll have to remember to get it before I leave.
Okay.
And I'm going to take my longsword then.
Put our bows on, like, leashes, like they do with little kids in their mittens.
Yeah. 18 to hit.
That's going to be a hit.
Okay. 1d8 plus 3, and then I'm going to do my... Okay, so that would be... Wait, that's not how that works. Let me redo that. So 7 damage plus 2. So 9 total damage.
To which one? This one?
Yes. The one straight in front of me. So that's the suspicious zombie, or the...
It's the something zombie.
Yes. He has like all yellow behind him.
You can't read it because they're too close.
He's right by the tough zombie. Yeah. Sagacious.
Skeleton sucks. Okay, Kaiser, Tia.
I'm going to move my mark to tough zombie. Step back a little bit. Shoot him in the face. So 17 to hit the tough zombie.
Oh, yeah.
14 damage.
Okay, it has 1 hit point. As your kill, or what should have killed it, just misses its vulnerable spot, which I guess it's just head, right, by zombie lore.
Get him, Caesar.
You got him in the neck. Arsenal. Caesar's like, I'm saving my spells for the one that's attacking Arsenal.
Okay. So Arsenal misses the first attack, then he action surges and gets a 14 on the second.
That's what you needed.
Skeleton goes down then, and that's Arsenal's turn.
You get an attack of opportunity, probably.
On a zombie?
Yep. It moved out of your reach. This one did.
Okay.
I'm assuming you would have called that if...
Yeah, I wasn't even looking.
Right.
That's a 25 to hit.
Okay. Is that a crit?
Just barely not. So that is 7 bludgeoning damage. He gets shoved back 10 feet and is sheathed in booming energy.
Nice.
Okay, it gets knocked on the ground. How much damage is it? 7?
Yep.
That was without the... Oh, it doesn't have the vulnerability. Okay, so since it's still its turn, it uses its movement to stand back up. It doesn't get to attack because of that.
Mm-hmm.
This one does get to attack. 18 to hit Rakara, I think, is a hit.
Yep, because I'm 16.
7 damage.
Oof. Okay.
That's all you take. That was 3 rolls. Rakara, it is your turn. You are now surrounded.
All right. I am going to continue slashing the zombie right in front of me, the sagacious zombie, or at least try to. 13 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. 9 damage. So 11. 11 total damage.
Okay. It's at 1 hit point. Is that your turn?
Yes, that's my turn.
Tia.
So, if, yeah, I don't know. Just to say, if I were to pull a dagger as a bonus action, no, that wouldn't work. The action economy wouldn't work. All right. So, I'm gonna leave the 1 hit point tough zombie alone and... Oh, I can't shift my mark until he's down, can I? Alright, well, I'm gonna unload into the guy with 1 hit point. That's what I'm gonna do. I rolled a 19 out on the die, so I'm pretty sure that hits.
Yep.
Guess what? He's dead. Takes 14 damage.
Nope, he's still at 1 hit point.
Are you serious?
He just rolled a 20.
What?
Waste. He makes waste myself. Well, at the very least, he's slowed by 10 feet speed. Guess that's my turn.
Arsenal
will move over here. And what's the one that keeps surviving sagacious?
These both have 1 hit point.
Okay.
You see like 5 arrows sticking out of this one's neck. 3 here.
How in the world are these things surviving?
Because
they're zombies. Zombies have the ability to survive fatal blows.
Yeah.
They roll dice to determine whether they come back up or stay down. So it's a random thing, but it sucks.
Is there any weapon that will stop them from doing that?
I think radiant damage.
Caesar?
Arsenal gets a 23 to hit on Sagacious Zombie.
Okay, let's see what the damage is. So, because you have to, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, that's 14 damage. But he does get knocked back 10 feet and sheathed in booming energy.
How much damage was it? Sorry.
14.
Yeah, it just barely made it. With a 14, I had to make a 19, and it rolled a 19.
Oh.
Plus it's con or whatever, but... So yeah, it's still alive.
Well, that's Arsenal's turn.
Okay. Well, it's their turns. This one stands back up and takes a swing at Kaiser. Wait, no it doesn't. Kaiser's a plant.
Does the sagacious one move back?
Yeah.
One second, let me check the die on this.
Mm.
Yeah, that might be pretty bad.
If it takes any damage, it dies.
Well, it's 2 thunder damage.
All right, it explodes and a dramatic death for that zombie. All because Kaiser's a plant. All right, these ones go to... That's a six.
Sneeze to death.
15's a miss. 12's a miss. So we're back to Vakara.
Okay. They don't like plants. I'm confused.
The zombies are going for the living animal creatures, which is only Vakara at the moment.
That explains why they don't really care about Arsenal.
They need brains.
Like that one just ran away from Arsenal without any care.
Yeah. They got the shit smacked out of him.
13 damage to the... I can't read the beginning of it, but he's in the red.
Tough zombie?
Yeah, tough zombie. Thank you.
13, you say? All right, he's
dead. Yes.
Wait, what's their con? It shouldn't be plus 3. No, it's dead.
Okay, so don't even need to roll, just...
You said it was 10 damage? Or 13 damage?
No, 13 to hit.
All right, he's back and he's fine.
Okay. And then, so it's 5 damage plus 9 total damage.
He just barely survives that. So I rolled, I think, a 5. Let me look at my history. Oops, that's hide roll. Where's my history? There it is. No, it doesn't tell me.
I think it was a 5.
Yeah, so 5 plus 5. Oh no, he's dead. I did that the wrong way. Yep, he's dead. All right, is that your turn?
That's my turn.
Kaisar, let me go over here. So Tia, go ahead.
I'll mark the judicious zombie, 19 to hit him, and I'm assuming that does.
Oh yeah. Kaisar missed the sturdy zombie.
14 damage on judicious.
All right, that leaves him at 1 hit point, but not because of the save. He just had 15 hit points. If that's your turn, it's Arsenal.
That is my turn.
Arsenal's going to take a swing at sturdy zombie with a 14 to hit. And that is 7 damage, and it gets shoved back 10 feet and is sheathed. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Okay, 17 to hit. Rikara, I believe, is a hit.
Yeah, unfortunately.
2 damage, Rikara.
Okay, 2. So I'm down to 12 points.
All right, this one runs back up towards Rikara.
It takes 3 thunder damage.
Rikara, it is your turn.
Okay, so I see Spectre. Just for laughs, would it be possible for me to drop my, or to put my sword back and pick my arrow back up and shoot at Spectre, or no?
At disadvantage, because you're surrounded by melee threatening.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will just stick to it then and slash up judicious. 17 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
10 damage plus 4, so 14 damage to him. Oh, you got a 15.
It's not enough, though.
Darn it.
No,
oh,
he dies.
Oh, it's not enough. Oh, okay.
From what I can tell, I think the DC is 5 plus the damage.
Yeah, so like you rolled a 15, that'd be 17, and then your 15 plus 5 is 20, so he missed his roll.
Okay, cool.
Is that your turn?
Well, that's my turn.
Okay, Kaisar and Tia. Kaisar does a hit, does 4 damage.
I will... She just killed the one that I had marked, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll shift it to the Spectre, since I have range and they're busy with the melee guy. So I'll put it on the Spectre and shoot him. 17 to hit.
That is a hit.
Do I need to give you the different damage types?
To separate psychic.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate, because I got a 4 on that die. So... Plus 4... So 11 damage plus 4 psychic. Does the psychic seem to hurt him more or not hurt him at all?
Seemed to hurt him a lot more.
Nice.
That's your turn?
That's my turn.
Pretty good thing you rolled a 4 on the...
Yeah.
4, Arsenal.
I think the zombie's kind of screwed. So Arsenal's gonna move up to the Spectre and...
So here's a question for you, Arsenal.
What's up?
Are you able to take psychic damage?
The only damage I have resistance against is poison.
Okay. Well, at the start of your turn, you need to make a DC 14 wisdom save.
Let's see. That's a 20 on the die.
Okay, you're good. Continue on.
But Arsenal, I think, also misses with the 12.
Just barely.
Well, that is his turn.
Okay, well, I guess it's this thing's turn. No, the sturdy zombie gets to go first. It was on the board first. This rolls a 20 total. 5 damage to Rikara.
Okay, I'm down to 7 hit points. Oof.
All right, it attacks Arsenal. It seems to think you're a malfunctioning clockwork. So it misses terribly with that. 26 to hit for a nat 20.
Oof.
With his bladed arm. 12 damage total to Arsenal.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything else about its bladed arm, right? slashing damage, if that makes any difference.
I don't think it does.
Akara, your turn.
Nine.
That's it?
8 damage plus 1, so 9 total damage to him.
Stays up with 1 hit point.
Ugh.
Okay, Kaiser, Tia.
So, Akara's looking kind of rough, eh?
Yeah.
I'll cozy up there and touch her with my healing hand. You're gaining 12 hit points.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
I don't think there's anything I can do with my bonus action, so that's my turn.
Kaiser seems frightened of the specter, and he takes some... Oh, no. Kaiser is unconscious as he looks at the specter.
It scared the shit out of him. It scared the spores out of him, I should say.
Yeah. Arsenal, your turn.
Arsenal definitely fails the wisdom save. Or is that not?
Oh, no, it's not just the once. So it's every time. So you failed it?
Yep.
You take 12 damage.
That's a lot.
12 psychic damage, and you are frightened.
So Arsenal's going to use his second wind, and he heals for not very many hit points. Don't know why my cheese doing this. Okay, there we go. And then he's going to swing at the specter, I think, at disadvantage.
If you're frightened, yeah.
That's a 20. Total, anyways.
Okay. I was like, you got 2 20s?
Yeah, just total.
If that's a hit.
All right. Going to be 13 bludgeoning damage. Gets shoved back 10 feet, and it's sheathed in booming energy. And that is Arsenal's turn. Actually, I think he's going to move back a bit over here by Kaiser.
Booming energy probably goes off.
Yep. It takes 8 thunder damage.
All right. Tia, Rikara.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Arsenal would have seen this as well. The specter looks, his mouth looks way more vicious than normal as he tries to take a bite at Rikara.
Oh boy.
Shit. He misses though.
Yes.
15 to hit is a miss.
Yes.
And then he's going to take an attack with his bladed arm over Kaiser and past Rikara at Tia for 8. How sad is that? Rikara, it's the start of your turn. Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw. Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I rolled a 7, and then I'm looking for my wisdom. 10?
10 is not enough.
Oof.
You take 9 damage.
Okay.
Psychic damage, and you are now frightened. Go ahead.
Wait, I can't be frightened.
No. Well, then you're fine.
But do I still take hit points, though?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm down to 10, which is not bad.
Sticking with the pointy hand.
But that's my turn, or?
You take the damage, but you can still do stuff.
Okay. I'm going to slice him up.
You're going to have to roll again and take disadvantage.
Oh, and take
wait, no, because you're not. Never mind. You just told me you're not frightened. So you hit.
Okay. Yay, so 21. And thank goodness for lycanthropy.
21 to hit is a hit.
10 damage plus 1. So 11 damage total. And that's my turn.
Kaiser. Okay. Succeeds on one death saving throw. Tia, your turn.
So... I feel like it's more important to get the specter gone, so I'm gonna step back and shoot him.
It takes an opportunity attack.
Yeah, long arms.
Oh yeah, 8. Okay, go ahead.
Like, the child in me wants to be like, miss me, miss me, now you gotta kiss me, but I actually don't want that mouth anywhere near me, so no. 17 to hit.
Yep.
So that is 5, 6, 9 damage plus 4 psychic. No, that's 10 damage plus 4 psychic.
Okay, I think I got that. 10 damage plus 4 psychic.
Correct.
This is your turn?
I'm going to step back a little bit more. And then yes, spot that guy.
Arsenal, your turn. Oh, you're within the 15 feet again.
Yep, and that's a 7 on the saving throw.
You take 4 more psychic damage.
That is lucky. My Arsenal uses another use of his second wind. And actually gets a much better roll this time. And then he's going to move back up and take a swing. It's a 15 to hit.
I think that would be a hit. That's a disadvantage?
Oh, he is still a 15.
Okay. Yeah, that's a hit.
That is 12 bludgeoning damage, and the specter gets shoved back 10 feet and is sheathed in booming energy. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Did he fall off the side?
No, he's floating in the air.
That asshole.
So he goes... 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Hold on, I forgot to tell you that he gets slowed by my bow, so he has 10 less feet.
He has 40 feet of movement.
Damn it.
His bite is very strong again for some reason. 25 is not a crit, but it was pretty close. So that's 7 damage from piercing, 5 damage necrotic. So that's 12 damage total so far. That is also almost a crit. And then another 14 damage.
Holy cow.
So 12 plus 14, 26.
Did he take damage while he was moving in the air?
He would have, yes. That's 4 thunder damage.
Rikar, it's your turn.
So I am going to put my sword back, grab my bow again, and I'm going to shoot this guy. 22 damage. I'm sorry. 22 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
Okay. 22 damage. That'd be awesome. 11 damage plus 4, so 15 damage total.
Well, you did max, so that's nothing to scoff at.
No, did pretty good. And this is my turn.
And that thing dies.
Nice.
He was getting a little too cuddly there.
It's a bit. I wish I could heal you. I don't have anything. I don't think I have any potions.
Heal myself a little. So when these things die, are there still forms that are here that we can loot? Or do they just like disappear into the ether?
That one disappeared into like a mist and the ether, ethereal, like a ghost. The zombies are still around.
Their stuff probably stinks, but I guess I'll take it.
Says the one who's been known to keep rotten meat in her pocket.
Listen, like I consent to that rotten meat and everything to do with these zombies and their rotten stuff. Alright, so I got some heals left, at least enough to save Caesar and maybe myself a little bit, but a short rest wouldn't be misplaced either. So for him, I can touch him a little bit, and he heals for 11. Can I heal a plant?
Yeah,
very easily, I think.
Victory!
He just jumps up and starts yelling. Are there any more nasty fuckers in here with us?
There are zombies wandering around, but they don't seem to notice you.
I wonder if we can have them not notice us for an hour so I can eat some dice.
Would we go with stealth for that?
I think we gotta find a nice, cozy little alcove and, like, hunker down into it or something. So, yeah, basically, but also maybe survival? I don't know, actually. I'm not the DM.
Sounds pretty decent. Survival roll to set up like a camp or something. Where are you going to do it?
I don't know. I was hoping my survival roll would tell me because I can't make a lot of heads or tails out of this room to... I mean, maybe underneath these stairs or something. But I can't really tell if that's a good place or not. Also, I don't know where the zombies are.
This one up here, right here.
Hmm.
Well, my survival is probably pretty good. It is 21.
Nice. Okay.
You don't think they're going to hear you over the sounds of the... cog spinning in this room. It's actually pretty loud. So yes, like here would probably be a good spot.
Okay, so let's hunker down under the stairs and chew on some dice. Why is his health running away off the screen? Oh, it came back. That's interesting.
It's interesting. All right, short rest. Your stuff comes back if you want it.
Gotta roll some dice, man. Oh, wait, I'm not a D8 character, am I? I'm a D10. What am I doing?
Amongst the equipment you take off the zombies, you find... adamantine chainmail.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That sounds like a present for Arsenal.
Nifty.
And a potion of hill giant strength.
I thought you were going to say hill jack strength.
A what strength?
A hill jack strength.
A hill jack?
I don't know why I thought you were going to say that.
Like Jack and Jill went up the hill?
Kind of like, not Yankees. What do they call them?
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
No, never mind. It's a stupid term.
Does the adamantine chainmail have any kind of bonus on it, or just plain adamantine chainmail?
It's AC 16, and the wearer has no bonus.
Okay.
Disadvantage on stealth checks and reduces critical hits to normal.
Very cool.
That being said, that's probably worth a lot.
The critical hit immunity is worth more.
Think so? And drop your AC to 16?
I'm already wearing chainmail. It's a straight upgrade.
Oh, well, how come you have so much AC?
Because shield and warforged.
Well, neato.
Yeah, he's running around with a shield, I think. And a warhammer?
Yeah, shield and warhammer, and he gets a +1 from being warforged.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you guys. I think I meant lumberjack, not hilljack.
Kaiser says, I'm so glad you're okay, Arsenal. I was worried. All right, are you all healed up and everything?
Debating, I ate two of my dice. I got one left. I'm not fully healed, but I don't want to waste it either, so I don't know.
How many hit points do you need?
I have 21 out of 30. Oh, I just remembered. I have a thing.
I'm at 10, but I should be okay.
10 isn't a whole lot.
10 of what, like 30?
21.
So, did you eat your dice?
I didn't. I wasn't sure. I can heal myself, right? Or no? I didn't know I could heal myself.
So we're taking a short rest, and during a short rest, what you can do, you have 3 hit dice you can spend because you're level 3. I don't know what her hit die is. Is it a
d8? Yeah, it's a d8.
So you can roll. You can roll 1 d8 and add your constitution and see where you're at and decide if you want to roll a second one and so on. Like, don't roll all 3 of them unless you need to roll all 3 of them.
Got you. Okay, so it'd be 9 hit points, so that would bring me back up to 19.
I'll heal you, Ricara.
Thank you.
Lay on hands. He gives you 2 hit points.
Thank you. Full health.
I'll heal you, Tia. Lay on hands you. 3 hit points.
I'll take it. Thanks, Mushroom Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I used inflict wounds.
Go away. So, I can make 10 berries that can be eaten later in combat. I think I might make 10 berries and give 5 to Caesar and 5 to Ricara.
Oh, thank you.
Caesar goes to start eating them now.
Does he need them now?
No.
Don't eat them. Save them for later. Save them for when you get hurt.
They look really good, though.
They'll be even better later.
All right.
And for the record, those berries can be eaten, and they're 1 hit point each. I don't remember what kind of action it is to eat a berry, though.
He eats one, because he needs 1 hit point.
Okay. Well, then he has 4 left. So is our goal still to get over to wherever that specter was playing around?
Let's do it.
Okay, so unfortunately, it's an action to eat a berry, so maybe not during combat, but still hold on to them.
Thank you for those.
Yeah, you're welcome. Where is he going to?
He's just peeking around the corner.
Yeah, we probably need to eradicate the rest of the zombies. Ooh, zombie knight, that doesn't sound fun. I would sneak up and shoot it, but I'm assuming that it's like in Baldur's Gate, where if you do Hunter's Mark first, it gives away your stealthy location.
I will let you do the Hunter's Mark and the attack if you can.
What determines if I can?
Your stealth.
Okay. So, that's a 20 for stealth.
Okay.
So, it's hard to drag it, but I went up the stairs. Is Caesar coming with me?
Yeah, he was climbing up too. The other thing is, when you get up to the top of that column there, you see where there's that shiny rune thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That seems to be something kind of important. It's like almost like a kiosk that's sticking up with control stuff on it that you kind of recognize from that machine, that device that you were given by Kaiser.
Okay. Well, my thought is we should probably put down the zombies before we start messing with stuff, but I don't know. If you want to do it otherwise, we could do it the other way.
I agree with her. I agree with you, Tia.
Are there other zombies besides the knight?
No, the only thing you can see is to side here is like a beetle that's walking around up here. You couldn't see it before because it's higher up, but now that you're higher up.
Okay. Well, then I'm gonna mark him and shoot him. I think that only lasts for an hour, so I'll have to use a separate mark. But I get 2 free casts. So I mark him and shoot him. I only rolled a 9. You guys ready?
Ready.
So my roll total is 15. Does that hit him?
No.
Burn. Well, I gave away our position.
Go ahead and roll up your initiatives.
Oh, boy.
Well, Arsenal still has a 5.
And I have a 7.
Mine's 20.
Ricara, you go ahead.
Okay. 10 plus 15 to hit.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Arsenal?
Let's see. I'm not entirely sure I understand.
That's what I was wondering. So this is connected right here.
Okay.
This is just in the way. This is a small drop down to the thing here. It goes up here.
So that's
that makes sense.
40.
The stairway right here goes down to nowhere. It like is broken here. So you'd have to go across here and then up to here.
That's a lot. All right. Arsenal will move here. And I assume he still has line of sight on the zombie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go for a firebolt. It's a 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And that is 3 fire damage. And that is Arsenal's turn.
Tia, again.
shoots him again.
Oh, actually, go ahead.
The 17 hit?
Yeah.
Do you need me to divide out damage or just give you total?
I think it's just total with this guy.
12 total.
Mikara?
I'm going to move up a little bit if I can and try to shoot 22 to hit.
Yep.
Perfect. 8 damage, 2, so 10 total damage. And then that's my turn.
Arsenal.
So if Arsenal is here, can he hit the zombie from there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to go for a slip then. That is a 20 total.
That's a hit.
From this position, could he get knocked off the ledge here?
Yeah. Yeah, he could. There's no safety rails here.
Yeah, this place is not OSHA certified. It's 11 bludgeoning damage, and he gets sheathed in booming energy, as well as knocked off the edge.
All right. He goes flying over this way. Kaiser's turn and the zombie's turn. You hear a loud sound come from him, and a bunch of fire shoots out from his back straight down. He's got a jetpack.
What?
We're looting that when we're down here.
Our jetpack.
Yeah. You see a little clockwork device climb up his back and point in your direction, Arsenal.
Is he the zombie Morid?
Four little beams shoot out from him. Looks like he got one hit out of all that. Oh. For 7 damage, Arsenal. As he was flying over, thunder was, you know, what was that called? The booming something? Yeah, booming energy.
Takes 4 thunder damage.
He takes another 4, okay. Because, yeah, technically he is moving to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's your turn.
Shoots him.
But, yeah, it was like a wild shot all around Arsenal, but one just barely hit him.
You got hit by a stray, basically.
Yeah.
Well, he was scrabbling to, like, find perches in the air, so it makes sense. So 18 to hit.
Yep.
And 11 damage.
Is that 31? Is that your turn?
Yeah.
All right. So I am going to shoot at him. 24 to hit, 8 damage, plus 12 total damage. And then that's my turn.
All right. You kill him. He goes falling down. You see him go inside of, like, this fire thing here, hit a clock or a cog, get crushed, and he's gone.
No, our jetpack. What about a spider?
That went with him.
What about that little guy over there, the beetle? He's still kicking?
He is, but he runs away because, like, guys are scary.
Yeah, I have a fear aura. Pretty sad about the jetpack.
Me too.
All right, are there any more little guys, or can we go play with that little rune thing?
It doesn't seem to be much in the immediate area. You can hear or see stuff, like, some distance away, but in this area, you're fine. So Kaiser goes running into there.
Why? What are you doing?
Oh, he runs back then.
I got things to play with here, okay? Chill, homie. I don't remember who has a device. Mikara, I think, has a device.
Yeah, I think I do.
I think it wants to interact with this rune over here.
So I'm here to help.
As soon as you point the device at that, you see one of the runes light up on the device. It's magic detected, as well as a second rune lights up, which is the spirit, which indicates that it can be connected to that device here.
Hmm.
Mash all the buttons.
You're mashing buttons?
That's pretty much how you play with the controls here, is you push the buttons until they glow a certain way, and then, you know, push some more.
Do you just start button mashing, or?
No, probably trying to think our way through it like we did before. I don't know what skills or whatever.
Random alien artifact? More like Mortal Kombat. Just mash buttons and you win.
Finish it.
All right, let me know what you push.
Everything.
You said spirit lights up and what else?
I can't remember which one it was, but it was the magic detection one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess let's play with the magic, because, like, there's little clockwork things and maybe they're magical. I don't know. I don't know these things. I have a -1 to all my intelligence skills.
What would I need to roll to figure that out?
Well, you already rolled to figure out that information I gave you.
Oh, right. Right.
So you know that the device is telling you this is magical, and the device is telling you that it can connect to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, did I already relay that to Tia last time, or no?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I don't know, maybe the connector button, the spirit one, let's connect and see what pops up.
All right, when you do that, I'm assuming that you do that anyway.
Yep.
A map pops up from this device here of the upper level, And Anna, you see several regions of it that are glowing. Tia, with your survival, and Arsenal with, I don't know, his heads-up display, you would connect those glowing regions to locked doors.
That's what I was wondering. Those little doors that were locked from the inside, can we possibly unlock them from here? I don't know.
I mean, I can't, like, answer that for you.
So it just shows us that? We can't, like, push on them?
Well, it's like a hologram, right? But it's like a magically displayed one. Are you going to try to interact with it, is what you're saying?
Yeah, because we couldn't figure out how to get in those doors up there. We were thinking that maybe that's where, like, the control gems and stuff are. I don't know.
Yeah, so when you click one of them or touch one of them, a gear near you, a large one, like this one here, starts to spin, and you see, when you look towards the ceiling, like a weight being lowered. So by your guessing, looking at the devices and stuff, you think you unlocked the door.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I think there were three of those, or I don't remember how many there were, but can we do that over and over and unlock all of them, maybe?
Yep. So the four here, four devices, bam, 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 they all unlock a door above you.
Nice.
Okay, cool. Now I'm curious what that guy was playing with over there in the other side, though. Like, maybe there was one of these over there. He was trying to, like, arm it or something. I don't know. Let's go check out those doors back upstairs and see what we just unlocked. Now we can come back and deal with the rest of the riffraff down here. Or is it not so easy to just climb up and down this place?
Yeah, you can go back up there. So I don't have the map up there, so we'll just kind of talk through it. When you go investigate those locked doors, behind one of them you do find a crystal that looks like it can be put into to replace a corrupted one you destroyed. Behind the other three you find loot, which will be rolled later.
Nice.
So can we, I don't know, seems like it's too easy to just go plug in the crystal and, you know, problem solved. But, okay, let's do it anyway. Let's see what happens if we plug in the crystal. Do we become the masters of this place?
Well, as soon as you open one of the doors, those parts of the Guardian go flying past you and towards the Guardian.
Nice. Forgot about him.
What do you do?
Run to put the crystal in and see if somehow it gives us power and authority over him.
Okay. Plug it in.
I'm right by you.
You hear most of the place starting to shut down. If you peek out through the doorways at where the Guardian was, you see it has stopped rebuilding itself.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your master. So it looks like this place is, like, shutting down now, or, like, maybe gonna reboot itself or something. Are we to presume that perhaps mission accomplished and we should return to the people in Mooredville and let them know what's going on up here? Or are we assuming that they're just shutting down to turn back on and fuck us up harder?
How would you investigate that? Or are you just, like, asking generally?
Kind of generally, but we've got that device, right? And we know where those little control consoles are down there. There's got to be more information. Or are those consoles just off now?
The one that you guys are currently standing at right here on the map, it's still on, but it doesn't seem to be functioning to do anything other than open those doors. Over here, I imagine eventually you would come to...
Yeah, that's where that guy was messing around.
Yeah, over here. You find a lot of vats that you have encountered since pretty much the start of your adventures of the green goo stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mummy goo.
Yeah, the undead goo. Undead juice, as the kobold called it. You think you have found the factory for it.
Hmm.
You see several different places that it's being poured or was being poured into, and on the bottom of those vats looks like arcane symbols that teleport that juice somewhere else.
With us shutting this place down, does that stop the production of that stuff then?
You believe you have, just by replacing that crystal.
Nice.
So with an arcana roll, we do what?
I was gonna kind of give you a look, be able to figure out the locations of those teleports.
18.
I think
Arsenal does Arcana good.
So we got an 18.
Let's see.
DC is 20, by the way.
Oh, that's another 18.
Well, if you roll a 20, you succeed automatically?
No.
Oh, well, I got a 17 anyway, which is better than I thought because I have a negative 1. So 20 is impossible for me.
Do you have any inspiration left?
No, I burned through 4 of them in the last couple of sessions.
I mean, understandable, but yeah.
All right, is that it for all the rolls that we can do?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we all rolled it and did not get 20.
Okay. Eventually, those markings fade away.
Oh, crud. I could have painted those.
You're going to... What do you mean painted? Like, you're going to pull out a canvas and start drawing them up? Okay. Go ahead and roll your painter's tools.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what I roll for that, though, because I've never rolled it before.
You get to roll it at advantage.
So then do I just do two?
Yeah, you roll twice and take the better result.
What skill goes with painter's tools?
13.
Or what does that, I mean?
Wisdom. It's a wisdom. So you add your wisdom mod to whatever you rolled.
13? Okay.
You got a 13?
I did, but so I had 3, so it would be 16 total.
And then add your proficiency bonus.
Which is 2.
18.
Okay. You do manage to paint one of them down.
Okay. That's better than nothing.
Yeah.
That was a good thought. I didn't even know that you could paint. So, you know, that's a good use for it.
Yeah.
You would be able to spend some time between the three of you looking at what she painted down, and your arcana rolls would eventually just, you know, work.
Well, the next roll I did just fucking around was a 20, so.
As soon as you see her paint it, you're like, oh, I know, actually. You think that goes into the Western Wastes somewhere.
Gross. It just sounds like a place I don't want to go.
Sinutra. You're aware of that area. Pretty much everybody knows of that land. That's where those werewolves said they were going.
Oh, that's right. Way back.
Maybe we should go after them and be like, wait, you don't want to go there either. Or did we just shut down like that operation so it's not an issue anymore?
You are pretty sure that you shut down whatever it was that was being sent that way.
Cool.
And some further investigation, you see that a lot of the undead that are wandering around in the distance here seem to be slowly, like, not slowly, they seem to be slowing down their movements, and then they eventually just collapse and die.
Really?
Any more jetpacks?